Good morning, and welcome to this Investec Oil Market Update with Callum McPherson. It's been quite a volatile week for the oil market. Callum, could we start by talking through the moves?
Yes, certainly. I think it's possibly helpful if we go back actually to the start of September and recap a little bit. So at that point, Brent was trading around $46 per barrel, but it then fell rather sharply for a number of reasons. One was increasing cases of COVID and worries about a second wave, a sharp sell-off in equity markets, and also the fact that OPEC increased its production. But that was a scheduled increase in production, so we knew it was coming. But nevertheless, that actually came into force in September, and whether that changed the fundamentals significantly, is questionable. But certainly, it's changed the market attitude towards the oil market. And Brent went down to around $39 per barrel, and that's where it was trading the week before last. Last week, though, the market was much stronger. We had some comments from the Saudi oil minister, which helped to the market to rally up to around $44 per barrel before it became softer again on some news about possible Libyan output.
And what exactly did the Saudi oil minister say?
Well, he said made some extraordinarily direct comments, actually, and I'll quote them verbatim. He said, "We will never leave this market unattended. I want the guys in the trading floors to be as jumpy as possible. I'm going to make sure whoever makes gambles on this market will be ouching like hell." These are his comments. I don't think I've ever heard them saying anything quite that specific in terms of talking up the market. But what they're concerned about, I mean, certainly as the market, obviously the fact the market's come down is a concern for them. But one of the things that's been behind that has been an increase in short positions. So speculative players have been taking a view that the market is going to sell off further by taking short positions. And so the market looked as like it was gearing itself up to prepare for a sharper correction lower. And that's what the Saudis are particularly keen to avoid. And so that hence he has made these comments.
And what has happened in Libya?
Well, Libya has been experiencing a civil war since the end of the Gaddafi regime, essentially. But in more recent times, two key factions in Libya have been the main government run out of Tripoli, which is the internationally recognised government, and also the one that controls the National Oil Company. But in addition to that, there's a separate faction in the east of the country, led by General Haftar, which incidentally is backed by Russia. And because a lot of the exports of Libyan crude by the National Oil Company run through the east of the country, even though the oil production is controlled mostly by the government in the west of the country, General Haftar has been able to bring about a blockade of Libyan crude exports, and that essentially has, to all intents and purposes, shut down Libyan production. So Libya used to produce over 1 million barrels per day. Currently, it's about a tenth of that. Now, what's happened is that a deal, seemingly brokered by Russia, has been struck between the two sides that will allow General Haftar to stop this blockade and allow exports again from the east of the country. However, I think it's very unlikely that Libyan production is going to shoot back up to 1 million barrels per day in a short period of time. There'll be enormous challenges to come overcome because production has been shut down for so long, all sorts of technical challenges to overcome as well as logistical ones. And so I think it'll actually be very slow for this Libyan production to come back to the market. People have been talking about going up to 500,000 barrels per day by the end of this year. So this isn't a catastrophe in terms of a load of new supply suddenly coming onto the market, but it's certainly not helpful, and it is something that does tend to sour further the attitude of the market towards oil.
And how significant are those moves that we've seen in relation to recent changes?
Well, really, the market is still constrained by ranges, most particularly by some moving averages. The rallies we saw into the end of August and again last week up to around $44 per barrel are constrained by the 200-day moving average. On the downside, the sell-off to 39 the week before last was constrained by the 50-day moving average. So the market is still in a relatively tight range, as it has been since June. So really, so far, that these moves are not that significant in the overall context of the recovery in oil prices back from the lows in April. So it's still, I think the jury's still out really on quite where the market's going to go from here. But certainly the Libyan news adds to the downside risks that the market faces, combined with the increase in OPEC output and probably more particularly the worsening news on COVID.
Callum, thank you.
Thanks very much.